This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. government does not plan on imposing COVID-19 screenings for passengers traveling from Britain. Reuters citing people briefed on the decision for its reporting. This comes after a mutant strain of the coronavirus spreading rapidly in the U.K. has caused widespread fear among countries across the world. White House coronavirus task force members backed requiring negative pre-flight tests after a meeting on Monday. But the sources said the Trump administration has decided not to take any action for the time being. Countries started shutting down travel from Britain on Sunday after the spread of the new strain became clear. Speaking on media networks, ABC's Good Morning America, Dr. Anthony Fauci said, "It is possible, and you must assume the new COVID-19 strain is already in the United States." Fauci is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. The European Commission is providing guidelines for travel to and from Britain as countries scramble to try to protect citizens from the new mutant strain of the coronavirus. The European Union's executive branch recommended Tuesday that all EU countries lift the travel bans imposed on Britain to avoid supply chain interruptions and stranding travelers. The Commission advised member states to discourage non-essential travel to and from Britain, but said people heading to their country of residence should be allowed to do so. If they are going to travel between Britain and another EU nation, they should undergo a COVID-19 test or quarantine. Health officials have also attributed the COVID-19 surge in South Africa to the new variant of the coronavirus. We have the full story and more on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The head of Germany's Robert Koch Institute, the country's national public health organization, says it is likely the variant of the coronavirus recently identified in Britain that has already made its way to Germany. On Monday, officials with the World Health Organization said that while there may be evidence the variant spreads more quickly, there is no evidence it is more severe or more deadly. France has made changes to its travel ban involving the UK. French and European Union citizens will be allowed to enter France from Britain starting at midnight Tuesday. A negative COVID-19 test that is less than 72 hours old will need to be done, according to the French Prime Minister's office. The shutdowns have caused travel chaos for the UK and stranded many French citizens in Britain. Non-French and non-EU residents, or those traveling professionally, will also be allowed to enter France if they have a negative test as well. The new rules will be in place until January 6th. A new $2.3 trillion funding bill was approved by the U.S. Congress late Sunday. It will include $900 billion in COVID-19 relief aid for the country and economy battered by the pandemic, plus $1.4 trillion to fund the government through the end of next September. Some of the highlights of the omnibus bill include sustained defense spending and funding for energy provisions. It upholds bans on federal funding of abortion and provides a final $1.4 billion installment for a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. The spending bill also covers surprise medical billing, protecting patients from large surprise medical bills after getting treatment from out-of-network insurance providers. And it takes a look at tax breaks, extending a number of expiring tax breaks, including lower taxes on renewable energy sources, people making charitable contributions, and distillers and craft brewers. We've broken down more highlights of the spending bill at voanews.com. The U.S. Justice Department sued Walmart Incorporated on Tuesday, accusing it of fueling the opioid crisis. The DOJ also accused the mega retailer of ignoring warning signs from pharmacists and filling thousands of invalid prescriptions. Walmart rejected the allegations, saying, quote, "The Justice Department's investigation is tainted by historical ethics violations, and this lawsuit invents a legal theory that unlawfully forces pharmacists to come between patients and their doctors." The retailer called the lawsuit a transparent attempt to shift blame from the Drug Enforcement Administration. Read the full story on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.